Chapter 16, Srila Haridas Thakur and Srila Sanatan Goswami. Once Srila Sanatan Goswami traveled alone from Mathura to Purushottam Dham by way of Jharkhand forest. Because he had been fasting and drinking contaminated water, he had contracted a skin disease on the way. Pained by the disease and feeling himself unfit to serve Sriman Mahaprabhu, he thought, "When I reach Jagannath Puri, I shall give up my body by throwing myself under the wheel of Sri Jagannath Dev's chariot." Upon his arrival there, he went to bhajan place of Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridase kaila teha charana vandan, jani Haridas tare kaila alingan. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit Antalila 4.14. Upon seeing Srila Haridas Thakur, Srila Sanatan Goswami worshipped his feet. Srila Haridas Thakur, recognizing him, embraced him. When Srila Haridas Thakur observed Srila Sanatan Goswami's eagerness to have darshan of Mahaprabhu, he said, "The Lord will be here very soon." Just at that moment, Sriman Mahaprabhu and his devotees arrived at Srila Haridas Thakur's bhajan sthali to meet with him. Srila Haridas Thakur and Srila Sanatan Goswami offered their full prostrated obeisances to Sriman Mahaprabhu, who lifted Srila Haridas Thakur and embraced him. Haridas kahe, "Sanatan kare namaskar, Sanatan dekhi Prabhu haile chamatkar." Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit Antalila 4.18. Srila Haridas Thakur said, "O Lord, Sanatan is offering obeisances to you." Sriman Mahaprabhu was astonished to see Srila Sanatan Goswami there and embraced him as well, although Srila Sanatan Goswami repeatedly tried to stop him. Sriman Mahaprabhu then sat on a raised platform with his devotees. Srila Haridas Thakur and Srila Sanatan Goswami sat below at their feet. Sriman Mahaprabhu and Srila Sanatan Goswami then spoke of many things. Sriman Mahaprabhu ordered Srila Sanatan Goswami, "Bhala haila tomar iha haila agmane, ihi ghar rahe iha Haridas sane. Krishna bhakti rase duhu param pradhan, Krishna ras aswadan kare lah Krishna naam." Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit Antalila 4.48-49. "It is very good that you have come. Stay in this place with Haridas Thakur. You two are most expert in relishing Krishna Bhakti Ras. Both of you stay here together. Relish Sri Krishna's mellows and engage in Krishna Nam Kirtan. Suicide is forbidden." On another day, Sriman Mahaprabhu suddenly said to Srila Sanatan Goswami, "Acts such as suicide are steeped in the mode of ignorance. One can never attain Krishna Prem by committing suicide. Giving up this ignorant idea and always engage in hearing, Shravan and chanting, Kirtan, very soon you shall attain the wealth of Krishna Prem." Srila Sanatan Goswami was amazed to hear the Lord's words. "The all-knowing Sriman Mahaprabhu disapproves of my intent to commit suicide," he thought, "so he is forbidding me to do so." Srila Sanatan Goswami asked the Lord, "What will you gain by keeping me alive?" Sriman Mahaprabhu replied, "You have surrendered to me, and so now your body is mine. Why do you want to destroy my property? Are you unable to discriminate between right and wrong? Your body is an important instrument through which I will accomplish many tasks. It is through you that I will eludicate the principles of the bhaktas. It is through you that I will elucidate the principles, means the tattvas of the bhaktas, bhakti and Krishna prem, describe Vaishnav duties and behavior, excavate lost places of pilgrimage, and teach about renunciation. I want you to do all this in my dearmost abode, Mathura Vrindavan. On the order of my mother, I am staying here in Nilachal, and so I cannot go there to teach religious principles, dharma. I want to accomplish all this task through the medium of your body, and yet you want to give up that body. How can I tolerate this? Haridasi kahe prabhu, suno Haridas, parer dravye iho chahena karita vinash, parer sthape dravye kena khai bhilai, nisheda ihare jena na kare anyai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 4.87-88. Srimad Mahaprabhu said to Srila Haridas Thakur, "Listen, Haridas, this Sanatan wants to destroy another's property. One who is entrusted with another's property does not embezzle or destroy it. Do not allow him to do such an unlawful thing." Haridas kahe, "Mithya abhiman kari, tumar gambira hide bujite na pari. Kon kon kare tumi kare kon dravve, tumi na janile keh janite na pare. Itadrish tumi ihare, kari ache angikar, eta sobhagya iha na hai kahar." Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 4.89-91. Srila Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, I falsely pride myself in knowing your heart, but in truth, I am unable to understand your deep intentions. No one can know your works or through whom you accomplish them unless you enlighten that person." In contrast to ordinary conditioned souls who become frustrated and envious upon hearing a great leader glorifying someone of a lower rank, the open-hearted and virtuous Srila Haridas Thakur said, "O Lord, who can be so fortunate as to be accepted in a way you have accepted Sanatan?" Srimad Mahaprabhu embraced Srila Haridas Thakur and Srila Sanatan Goswami. He then left to bathe and perform other noontime duties. Srila Sanatan Goswami's good fortune. Sanatan kahe, "Haridas kari alangan, tumar bhagyar sima na jai kathan. Tumar deha kahen prabhu mor nijadhan, toma sama bhagyavan nahi kon jan. Nij dehe je kare na paren karite, se kare karibe toma seha matharayate. Je kare te chahe ishwar se siddha hai, tumar subhagye e kahilo nishchay. Bhakti siddhant shastra achar nirnay, toma dware karibhen bujelo ashay. Amare e deha prabhu kare na lagila, bharat bhumite janmi e deha vyartha haila." Sanatan kahe, "Toma sama keva ache an, mahaprabhu gane tumi mahabhagyavan." Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 4.93-99. Srila Haridas Thakur embraced Srila Sanatan Goswami and said, "O Sanatan, no one can ascertain the limit of your good fortune. The Lord considers your body to be his own wealth. No one can be as fortunate as you. Through the medium of your body, Srimad Mahaprabhu will accomplish works that he cannot accomplish with his own, and that too in his dearmost abode, Mathura Vrindavan. Whatever Bhagwan wants to accomplish must surely come to pass. This indeed is your supreme good fortune. Through you, Srimad Mahaprabhu will compose treatise on the conclusive truths of bhakti, bhakti siddhanta, and the course of proper Vaishnava conduct gleaned from the scriptures. This is the Lord's desire. Sanatan, this body of mine is unfit to be used in the Lord's service, although I have taken birth in Bharat Bhumi, means India. My life has passed in vain." Srila Sanatan Goswami replied, "Who can be more fortunate than you? You are the most fortunate of all Srimad Mahaprabhu's devotees." Srila Haridas Thakur's good fortune. Avatar kare prabhu naam prachare, se nij kare prabhu kare na tumar dware. Pratya kare teen laksh naam sankirtan, सवारे आगे करे नामेर महिमा कथन. अपने आचरे के ना करे प्रचार, प्रचार करे न के ना करे आचार. आचार प्रचार नामे करह दुई कार्जे, तुम्ही सर्व गुरु तुम्ही जगत आर्जे। श्री चैतन्य चेतामृत अंत लीला 4.100-203। One of Shriman Mahaprabhu's mission is to propagate the glories of Harinam. He is doing this work through you. Every day you chant 3 lakhs of holy name and sing the glories of Shri Nam to everyone. Some people practice bhakti without preaching it, while others preach bhakti without practicing it themselves. Because you chant pure Harinam, you are an acharya, one who teaches by example. Through your own loud chanting, you initiate the people of this world into Nam Yajna, wholesale dedication to chanting the holy name, and thus you are a preacher. You are therefore guru of all and are worshipable for the entire world. In this way, Srila Haridas Thakur and Srila Sanatan Goswami live together and relish the many varieties of ras present within the topics of Sri Krishna. Shri Jagdanand Pandit's advice. Whenever Shriman Mahaprabhu saw Shri Sanatan Goswami, he forcefully embraced him. This distressed Srila Sanatan Goswami at heart. So one day, he inquired from Shri Jagdanand Pandit about his duty in this matter. Shri Jagdanand Pandit advised him to return to Vrindavan after the Rath Yatra festival. When Shriman Mahaprabhu heard about this, he scolded Shri Jagdanand Pandit and established Srila Sanatan Goswami as his superior. Shriman Mahaprabhu said to Srila Sanatan Goswami, "You are a pure devotee. It is improper for you to think of your body as auspicious or inauspicious. It is especially inappropriate for me, being a sannyasi, to maintain such a consideration." Haridas kahe, "Prabhu je kahila tumi, ei bhaye प्रत्रारण नहीं माने आमी। हरिदास कहे प्रभु जे कहिला तुमी ए बाये प्रत्रारण नहीं माने आमी। अमा सबे अधमे जे करियाचे अंगीकार दीन दयालु गुण तुमार ताहिते प्रचार। श्री चैतन्य चेतामृत अंत लीला 4.181-182। हेरिंग श्रीमन महाप्रभुज वर्ड, Srila Haridas Thakur said, "O Lord, you speak in this way only to deceive us. I do not accept these words of yours. Your quality of being compassionate to the fallen is indicated by the fact that you have accepted such fallen souls as us. A Vaishnava body is never material. Prabhu Hasi kahe, Shuno Haridas Sanatan, Tattva kahi Toma Vishay, अमारे जे अच्छे मन तुम्हारे लाले अपना के लालक अभिमान लालक के रे लाले नहीं दोष परिज्ञान अपना रे है मोर अमान्य सम्मान तोमा सवारे करो मुई बालक अभिमान। श्री चैतन्य चेतामृत अंत लीला 4.183-185। श्रीमन महाप्रभु स्माइल्ड एंड सेड, "Listen, Haridas and Sanatan, I am speaking my heart's feeling for both of you. I consider you as boys and myself as your guardian. The guardian never sees the faults of his dependents. Due to my love and affection for you, my devotees, I never considered myself to be worthy of your respect or worship. I simply see you all as my children." Haridas kahe, "Tumi Ishwar Dayamay, तुम्हार गंभीर हृदय बुझिना न जाए वासुदेव गलत कुश्ती ताते अंग क्रीड़ामय तारे अलिंगन कैल हैल सदाए अलिंगन कैला तार कंदर्प सम अंग बुझिते ना पारी तुम्हार कृपा तरंग। प्रभु कहे वैष्णव दे प्राकृत कबू नय अप्राकृत दे भक्तेर चिदानंदमय दीक्षा काले भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण सही काले कृष्ण तार करे आत्मसम से देह करे तार चिदानंदमय अप्राकृत देह तार चरण भजय। श्री चैतन्य चेतामृत अंत लीला 4.188-193। Hearing Sriman Mahaprabhu's words, Srila Haridas Thakur said, "You are the most merciful Supreme Lord. No one can understand the gravity of your heart." The Brahmin Vasudev was suffering from an aggravated case of leprosy, and a morbid discharge oozed from his body, which was infested with worms. When you mercifully embraced him, his body became as beautiful as Cupid's. Yet after you repeatedly embracing Sri Sanatan, however, his disease remains. Therefore, who can understand the waves of your mercy? Sriman Mahaprabhu said, "O Haridas, a Vaishnava's body is never material, but transcendental and full of spiritual bliss. At the time of initiation, Diksha, a devotee surrenders at the lotus feet of Bhagwan through the medium of Sri Guru. Sri Krishna then makes him transcendental like himself. The Lord does not give him another body, but spiritualizes that very body. With that spiritual body, the devotee then serves the Lord. Sanatanar Deh Krishna Kandu Upajai Ama Parikshate Iha Dila Pathai Ghrina Kari Alinga Na Kari Tam Jave Krishna Thai Aparadi Hai Tam Tave Parishad Deh Ei Na Hai Durgand Pratham Divase Pailu Chatuh Sam Gand." Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Anta Leela 4.195-197. "O Haridas, in order to test me, Sri Krishna manifested this skin disease in Sanatana's body and sent him here. If I had felt repulsed by his skin condition and failed to embrace him, I would have become an offender to Sri Krishna. Sanatana is an associate of the Lord. How is it possible for his body to emit a foul odor? When I first embraced him, I smelled the fragrance of chatusam, means a mixture of sandalwood, musk, saffron and agru." Turning towards Srila Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu then said, "Sanatan, do not feel any sorrow. Embracing you fills me with joy." Sriman Mahaprabhu said that the Lord manifested this disease in Srila Sanatana Goswami and sent him to Nilachal in order to test him. Yet in reality, it seems that Sriman Mahaprabhu was the one testing Srila Haridas Thakur and Srila Sanatana Goswami with various trials, which they both fully passed. Thus, at the day's end, Sriman Mahaprabhu again embraced Srila Sanatana Goswami. That day, Srila Sanatana Goswami's disease vanished and his body became as radiant as gold. "Dekhi Haridas mane haila chamatkar, Prabhur kahin ei bhangi je tomar, se jari khandir pani tumi khohayula, se pani lakshe ihar kandu upajila, kandu kari pariksha karela sanatane, ए लीला भंगी तुमार केह नहीं जाने। श्री चैतन्य चेतामित अंत लीला 4.202-204। विटनेसिंग दिस पास टाइम ऑफ श्रीमन महाप्रभु, श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर वॉज स्ट्रक विद वॉन्डर। ही सेड, "ओ लॉर्ड, दिस इज सिंपली योर पास टाइम। यू मेड सनातन ड्रिंक द वॉटर फ्रॉम द झारखंड फॉरेस्ट विच कॉज इची सोर्स टू फॉर्म ऑन हिस बॉडी. Through this disease, you tested him. No one can understand the mysterious nature of your pastimes." Sriman Mahaprabhu embraced Srila Haridas Thakur and again embraced Srila Sanatana Goswami. When he had departed for his residence, Srila Haridas Thakur and Srila Sanatana Goswami, enraptured in prema, sang his transcendental qualities. In this way, Srila Sanatana Goswami stayed in Nilachal for many days. Together with Srila Haridas Thakur, he continually relished narrations of Sriman Mahaprabhu's qualities.